Do you see a possibility of, and I don't think we're talking about a Gorbachev, we probably would need somebody like a North Korean Khrushchev first to transform the state into a more, you know, normal post-Stalinist authoritarian state.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. There, perhaps in some almost distorted sense, people thought that Kim Jong-un would be helpful in that context because he grew up partially in Switzerland. He was educated in Switzerland. He certainly saw more of the outside world that that others did not. And again, interestingly, he has very astutely done quite a bit of, call it positive work in Pyongyang, in the sense of building more apartment buildings. I'm not sure if the elevators work, but more apartment buildings. There's an amusement park. He wants to establish a ski hill, and that was a couple of years ago. Maybe it's already working, but he's tried to keep the people of the privileged classes of Pyongyang on side. So there has been a bit of change. There also, I'm told, a little bit of agricultural reform going on. Don't know what the extent is. Everything, of course, is collectivized, and when you're taking the train from Beijing to Pyongyang, as soon as you cross the Yalu River into North Korea, you can see the difficulty and the sadness of the countryside. But again, I'm told that some agricultural reform is happening, perhaps modeled a little bit of what happened in Vietnam. The initial North Vietnamese regime, when North and South were united, North and South Vietnam, they of course collectivized everything and rice production went down, but they finally figured out that if you give everybody a quota and they can keep whatever they produce outside of this quota, then production will go up. And that's exactly what happened in Vietnam. And by the way, I was ambassador in Vietnam earlier. So you have this kind of possible reform taking place a little bit. Even when I was there during the time of Kim Jong-il, there were some markets, freewheeling markets, very interesting to see. No photographs allowed, of course, but it was interesting to see all of the Chinese goods that were piled up, and presumably people were actually buying things. There was also a food market type of place, or as part of this overall market. So again, at least the privileged classes in Pyongyang have certain access, and of course the military has considerable privileged access.